You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
All right, morning, everyone. My name is Den Blankenship, and my husband Ross and I both grew up here in Birmingham coming to the Advent and have since lived away from Birmingham for quite a few years. And a little over a year ago, we moved back, and it's been such a joy to be part of this church again. So I'm here to talk to you this morning about stewardship and share with you a little bit about how we think about giving to the church. And I want to frame that around the context of the narratives that the world gives us around where we find stability and security and a sense of enoughness, and how that contrasts so sharply with where we are told we find those things here at the Advent. So what is the world telling us? Every day I'm inundated with all of the things the world is telling me that I should be doing better. I should be more patient with my kids. I should be healthier. I should feed my kids more vegetables. I should find a better work-life balance. I should dress better. I should dress my kids better. My house should be more organized. I should be more organized. I should have fewer wrinkles. I should save more. I should make more time for my friends. And it goes on and on. And the subtext of this is, if I do these things, if I meet these impossible standards, then I'll be enough. If I just keep performing, then I'll finally be acceptable. And it's exhausting, and it leaves me feeling profoundly inadequate and desperate to know that my self-worth and that my standing with God is not contingent on my own capabilities. Enter the Advent. Every week I walk in these doors, I know that I will be reminded of the comforting reality that my sense of enoughness is not based on my own abilities, that we are acceptable not because of what we accomplish, but because of what Jesus accomplished on our behalf, and that we are beloved children of God not because of the nature of our hearts, but the nature of his heart. And each week I'm reminded of this gospel grace that I need to be reminded of day after day. And I know that my kids are being reminded of their belovedness and their standing with God, and that it is not based on their performance. So what does this have to do with our giving, and specifically giving to the church? I think oftentimes it's easy to think about giving to the church in the context of something that we should do. I should be more generous. I should tithe. I should give more of what we have to the church. And our giving becomes another way of us trying to earn our good standing with the Lord and make ourselves acceptable to him. But that framework is the world's framework. It is not God's framework. So how should we think about our giving to the church? I think that starts with considering the narratives that we embrace about money. And I feel like saying the word money is like, oh, dirty word. But if we're going to talk about giving, I think we also need to consider how we view money. In what ways are we looking to our finances in search of stability, in search of security, as something that gives us a sense of control when our world feels so completely out of our control? Maybe it's less about the number in the bank account, and it's more about the things that money enables us to have and enables us to do as a means by which we seek acceptance or belonging, the means by which we seek comfort, the things that tell us we are enough. In what ways are we looking to our finances to provide us with the things that they cannot give us? What would it look like to release these narratives? I invite you to consider your giving to the church as an act of releasing these things that we cling to in search of security, in search of enoughness, in search of a sense of peace. Because when we release something, we're left open-handed to receive something different. And when we let go of all the things that we cling to make us acceptable, we're left open-handed to the true and lasting source of these things that our hearts long for. We're open-handed to the God of love who tells us that we are his beloved, not because of what we are doing, but because of what he is doing in us. We're left open-handed to the God of mercy who tells us that we are acceptable as we are, and that we are accepted, not because of anything that we have accomplished, but because of what Jesus has accomplished on our behalf. So I invite you this morning to consider giving to the church. Again, not out of any kind of sense of it's something that you should do, but rather as an act of open-handedness to our Heavenly Father who calls us his own, not because of the nature of our hearts, but because of the nature of his. Thank you.